You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When it comes to the world of soccer, we've got you covered.
This is Atlanta Soccer Tonight with Jason Longshore
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back. It's Atlanta Soccer Tonight live on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. I'm Jason Longshore. We talked MLS summer transfer window in segment number one. Let's talk about the U.S. men's national team here in segment number two. You don't have any competitive matches between now and the World Cup. Mauricio Pochettino, I think, ultimately learned a lot this summer with the Gold Cup after some poor friendlies. I think he might have added to his depth chart with where things are right now. And maybe cross some names off of the depth chart as well. I know all the talk at the moment seems to be about Christian Pulisic and Tim Weah being big meanies for saying things back to a lot of former U.S. men's national team players who have criticized them. It's crazy when you have pundits who criticize current players, and then when the current players say, hey, wait a minute, and have valid responses. I think Christian Pulisic was very upset by pundits, and you're talking quite a few, actually. I mean, I don't even know how many different names to drop in this portion, but a lot of people who would say the U.S. men's national team currently doesn't have as much heart, or they're not playing hard enough, and those kinds of things. He said it's a cop-out, and I would agree with him. And I've said that on this show before when we talk about fans who complain about effort from players. It's very, very rare that you see effort being an issue for real, not just saying something to criticize, like legitimately. It's very rare that you see that. Tim Weah did say it was evil what some of the former players, now pundits, have said about Pulisic and others. And look, maybe that's a little harsh. Evil is probably a word I wouldn't have used. But Weah talked about how some of these folks will criticize on TV or on podcasts and then want to be buddy-buddy in the locker room or in stadiums. And that's not cool. Christian Pulisic's dad joined the fray, and he talked about how, you know, these are people who are trying to get ratings or clicks or views or what have you. And that's true. That's valid. I think it's really gotten away from what we should be talking about here. And I think it's entirely self-created by people on the outside of where things are with the U.S. men's national team. Obviously, you want them to win. I think everybody wants them to win in this country. Everybody who's a fan of the game and a fan of the national team in this country should want them to win and want them to do well. I wonder sometimes if some of the voices and or influencers in the U.S. men's national team online presence really do want them to succeed, because probably you have more content if they don't, right? And I feel like at times there's a rooting interest against it. And I feel like at times in that sphere of what the U.S. men's national team online fan base slash influencer slash online media is, so often it is extremely negative. It's extremely toxic. It's extremely hateful. And it's extremely anti-Major League Soccer, which is absolutely absurd. And here's the comparison that I'll make for you. Argentina is your defending world champions. Argentina doesn't have many players who play in Argentina or in South America, for that matter. It's the nature of the business. You have more players for the U.S. men's national team who play in MLS than you do in Argentina, in a Brazil, in Colombia, although you have quite a few who do play domestically in Colombia. You go down the rankings in South America, you might have more who play domestically. But Argentina is the gold standard right now. They have all the trophies. They have the Copa America. They have the Finalissima. They have the World Cup. They have it all. You don't have the anti-Argentine league feeling in Argentina. The domestic league is celebrated and beloved. And yes, you can watch your players that go on to Europe and play in Europe, and you can watch your Champions League games, and you can watch them play in their domestic leagues, and it's wonderful. And then you can watch your local team, and it's also wonderful. Well, we're going to talk about it in the 3-4-3, but Racing and their Copa Libertadores, insane match tonight against Peñarol. I mean, scenes on scenes on scenes. It was wonderful. And these weren't the best of the best Argentine players in the world. They weren't. Go tell the fans that. Go tell the fans it doesn't matter because it's not the best. Go tell the fans. Go take what some say about the U.S. men's national team and what some say about MLS in that circle. Go take that and say it as an Argentine about the Argentine league in Argentina and see what happens. See how that goes. Pretty much guarantee that it's not going to go well. That attitude's got to change here about Major League Soccer. Like I said in the first segment about the summer transfer window, Major League Soccer is such a unique league in the world where you get that combination of global superstars, of rising talents, of homegrown talents, of men's national team players from so many different countries, and just very good professionals. You get all of that in this league, and it's all important for teams to be successful, to have that right mix. When it comes to the U.S. men's national team, there's a lot of outcry from some, again, in certain circles, and I'm waiting to see what the pundits say and do about this, and maybe the memo has to go out first. I don't know. It feels like a lot of the opinions are the same across the board, which is very frustrating, and it's very, I don't think it helps. It feels like an echo chamber. Maybe once the word goes out on if this is good or bad that Paxton Aaronson might be coming back, maybe we'll get into it. I'll tell you why it's good. He's played 14 games for Eintracht Frankfurt. He's been loaned out twice. Yeah, he's done pretty well on loan. Going out on loan in this situation ahead of trying to break into a World Cup roster, because Paxton is not a guarantee to be on the roster for next summer. He could be. He's no guarantee. You need to go somewhere where you're going to be valued. Somebody who wants you. Somebody who's going to pay for you. Club record fee to pay for you. Somebody who's going to give you the reins and say, carry us to glory. You want to be a star? Come be a star. Don't just be a squad player. And a lot of people have taken shots about Michael Bradley and Jozy Altidore coming back to MLS before the 2014 World Cup and then trying to say that they weren't very good. That wasn't the case in 2014. People need to stop twisting history to suit bad narratives. Michael Bradley went from being a third out of, I think, four or five central midfield rotation for two spots at Roma in the year leading up to the World Cup. He went from being that where he might have played 25, 30 games, maybe. If the rotation stays actually rotating, he went from that to coming back and being the man in Toronto and being expected to play like the man. You want players who are going to be all the things that people are shouting about, all the things about X-Dog and being tough and all the nonsense. You want that? Have these guys come back and lead a team, not just make up the numbers and be the happy to be here guy and get some minutes sometimes. If you're playing a life, if you're Christian Pulisic at Milan and you're scoring in the Coppa Italia in your first competitive game of the year, and you are expected to carry that team, yes, you stay. If you're Tim Weah and you're valued and brought into Marseille, yes, you stay and you play and you do well. If you're not playing, don't stay because it looks pretty on a CV and it impresses somebody with an egg avatar.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
The depth chart right now, Matt Turner's in this situation. Matt Turner is on loan with the New England Revolution, and we talked about it all summer. He had to go somewhere to play. He wasn't playing. He went to Europe, and he barely played. He's hardly played. He wasn't going to play this year. He had to move, and then it became one of the dumbest moves you could ever find. He went to Lyon. He was bought by John Textor at Lyon before he got shoved out the door. Textor did his owner friend at Nottingham Forest a solid for buying Matt Turner and getting him off of the Nottingham Forest books. And then when Textor got pushed out the door, the new people at Lyon were like, we don't want you. Don't even show up. And they loaned him to the New England Revolution. Should he have stayed at Lyon and I don't know, probably played for the reserve team? Would that have been better? Would that have made some people feel better about themselves? No, he needs to come back and play. And he's going to be expected to really carry that team. He's going to need a lot of help right now. Goalkeeper, he's battling. I don't know if he's definitely the number one. I think Matt Fries has staked a claim to it after the Gold Cup. I think Zach Steffen in Colorado maybe would have been that Gold Cup guy because he got hurt. Chris Brady is climbing. Patrick Schulte is climbing. You know, you've got a pretty wide open chase at goalkeeper, in my opinion. You look at center back, I think Chris Richards is absolutely established. With Crystal Palace, he's going to be the guy. Cameron Carter-Vickers, probably going to be the guy next to him. Tim Ream, Mark McKenzie, they're going to push for that. Miles Robinson has an opportunity. He just signed a new deal at Cincinnati. He's got an opportunity to potentially climb. Austin Trusty has an opportunity to potentially climb at center back. But I think it's Richards and Carter-Vickers. Fullback, I think it's Serginho Dest, who has started the year great with PSV. And Jedi Robinson, he's coming back from injury, but that should be your starting fullback duo. Joe Scally can play on either side. Then you've got some veterans like DeAndre Yedlin, Shaq Moore, Reggie Cannon, Marlon Fossey at Standard Liège has shown a little something at fullback on the right side. It's an opportunity for Caleb Wiley, who's on loan from Chelsea at Watford. Maybe he can climb back up that list at left back and be in the reserve sort of role. Holding midfield, Tyler Adams, Johnny Cardoso, Yunus Musa, Weston McKennie, those are your four guys. Johnny Cardoso at Atleti now, huge opportunity for him. big time, and he's with the right kind of manager to get him ready for a World Cup, and Diego Simeone. Tyler Adams is the heart and soul of this team, in my opinion. He's critical. Musa, McKennie, however you find that combo, and maybe it's going to be down to who's playing the best at the time, I think those four are going to be fighting for spots. You've got Luca De La Torre, Aiden Morris, you've got Josh Atencio maybe pushes his way up, but I think those four in the central midfield are pretty locked in. Attacking midfield winger, Gio Reyna is still sitting in Borussia Dortmund. And there's some people who yell that he should come to Major League Soccer. He was in New York City's academy before his father, the sporting director at New York City at the time, Claudio Reyna, did not sign him to an NYC deal and had him go directly to Borussia Dortmund. So he did not help his employers by signing a homegrown deal with NYC, which was very strange all the way around, in my opinion. But Gio Reyna's barely played. But I guess that Borussia Dortmund contract and logo next to his name looks pretty. He's got to go somewhere. Parma reportedly is trying to get him, but it doesn't seem like they're all that motivated to get it done. Pulisic's going to be key to this team. Weah's going to be key to this team. Brendan Aaronson could be key to this team. Diego Luna, I think, is key to this team. Maybe Jack McGlynn. Maybe Malik Tillman. Musa can play a little bit higher up the field. McKennie could play higher up the field. You know, when you're talking about Pulisic and Weah, you're talking about guys who can play on the wing as well, and what this looks like with Luna and where guys are on the wing or where they are as a 10, or do you play three central midfielders because you have Cardoso and Adams and McKennie who could all play, and then you put Pulisic on one side and Weah on the other side. That could work, especially against some opponents at the World Cup. Beyond Pulisic and Weah and maybe Luna on the wing, you've got Alejandro Zendejas at Club America, who's been very, very good. Griffin Yao, Matko Miljevic, who has been very good in Argentina at Huracan. Kevin Paredes, if he could stay healthy. I really like Zendejas, and I hope he can get his way back into it. And then strikers wide open. Wide open, about like goalkeeper. And it's not good that the front and the back of this team are wide open. Josh Sargent has been great for Norwich City, but he has not produced for the national team. Ricardo Pepi, he's being looked at as being the guy at PSV. Can he stay healthy and be that guy? Because injuries have hurt him. Folarin Balogun, injuries have hurt him, and I don't think he's been effective enough with the national team. Patrick Adjiman, everybody wanted to yell about him. Maybe they won't now that he's going to be playing in England. Maybe they'll stop yelling because Charlotte won't be next to his name, and an English club will be next to his name. Maybe that'll change. I don't know. Brian White, they'll yell because Vancouver's next to his name. But Brian White has been really good this year. Wide open at striker. Absolutely wide open at striker. I think it's pretty wide open at goalkeeper. Maybe Matt Turner's got a half step ahead. Guys got to play. And if that means coming to Major League Soccer to play, they need to come to Major League Soccer and play. They don't need to sit on a bench in Europe to prove that they are a top level talent. Because if you're sitting on a bench, you're not proving to anybody that you're a top level talent. You're sitting on a bench and you're getting rusty. And that's the last thing that the national team and Mauricio Pochettino need coming into a World Cup year. Paxton Aaronson, he wants to climb that ladder and get into that conversation of making the roster and impacting games. He needs to play. He needs to be expected to carry a team. And the Colorado Rapids might be putting that expectation on Paxton Aaronson. That'll do it for this segment. We'll come back with the 3-4-3, three local stories, four headlines, and three things that make me smile about the game that I love so much. Coming up next on Atlanta Soccer Tonight on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.